That when Paul Simon wrote this song about providing comfort to a person in need, it started as a modest gospel hymn, but became more dramatic as he put it together. Speaking in the documentary, The Making of Bridge Over Troubled Water, Simon said, "I have no idea where it came from. It came all of a sudden. It was one of the most shocking moments in my songwriting career." At first, Simon thought the opening lyrics were too simple. When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. He later realized that it was this simplicity that helped give the song the universal appeal. Around the time he wrote this, Simon had been listening to a lot of music by the gospel group The Swan Silvertones, which he says subconsciously influenced his decision to put gospel changes in the song. A Swan Silvertones song called Oh Mary, Don't You Weep contains the line, "Bridge over deep water," which may have seeped into Simon's subconscious as well.
Evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. I'll take your part. Oh, when darkness comes.
All this we learn from songfacts.com. As Anne Manganiello prepared her ensemble's upcoming concert program, she chose the theme of journeying and various stages of a Lenten journey in music. There would be walking, climbing, stopping to ponder, and crossing bridges, all in song. And Paul Simon's little hymn would be among them. It's fascinating to learn that there will be another echo of Paul Simon on the program. Paul Simon was drawn to this chorale from the St. Matthew Passion by Bach, who'd drawn on a melody in turn by Hans Leo Hassler. The melody became the melody for Simon's American Tune.
Many's the time I've been mistaken, and many times confused. Yes, and I've often felt forsaken and certainly misused. Oh, but I'm all right, I'm all right, though I'm weary to my bones. Do-da-do-da-da.
There will be an arrangement of the Bach chorale on the ensemble's program, too. The Catholic Choral Society of Scranton, under the direction of Anne Manganiello, will present a pair of concerts for the Lenten season, the first on March 11th in the Wyoming Valley, and the second March 18th in Susquehanna County. Co-presidents Brenda Grunza and Dr. Thomas Rittenhouse and Ann Manganello, music director and conductor, paid a visit to the WVIA studio to talk with us about the ensemble and the pair of concerts they'll present in March. This is a long-standing organization. How many years would you say?
I would say 69.
And you've been with it since you were in knee highs.
Before that. Yeah, I've been in for 57 years.
And what's it meant to have this continuity, even though you've had different directors, which makes sense over the course of an organization's lifetime? What's it meant in your life?
It's been especially rewarding to see the society. It's been especially rewarding to see the advancements made in quality, quantity of members. Anybody who runs any organization knows that without the dollars, you struggle. And there's a great atmosphere of cooperation and friendliness among the 55 members. That's hard to do sometimes, too. So in all facets, it's a good organization and a pleasure to belong.
And with the longevity comes a reminder of the importance of music in our lives, Brenda, and that's so much a part of the mission of what you do.
Yes, the mission of the Choral Society is to enrich and enhance the musical lives of children and even young adults. So anywhere from young elementary children up to college students, we really try to reach out and foster the connection with them to let them know that they can sing throughout their entire lives. So we always try to feature a different group with us or a different school-aged group just because it really is great for them to see that you can continue to do this and that it's a good feeling. It's a good feeling to sing and it's fulfilling.
And we were starting by saying that you all mark off the seasons with us, and it's your assignment as music director to make sure that the musical choices are reflective of whatever season we're entering. And so it is with the Lenten season.
Yes, for sure. And we have so many songs that reflect the season. We're calling it a Lenten journey because we do travel from one stage to the other. Our opening song, Keep Your Lamps, it's a rousing piece, spiritual by Andre Thomas. And it's a song of calling us to be ready. It's a time of preparation. That's what Lent is. It's a time of reflection. How can we be better? And who knows when we'll be called? It's a journey for us. Even the song speaks about our journey on earth may soon be over. And that's our opening, actually, as we are going to be processing in with that, Keep Your Lamps. And then after that, we're going to sing Psalm 113, which is a real energetic piece. And this is written by Joel Hirschler, of course, based on Psalm 113, which is a hymn of praise. Blessed be the name of the Lord, now and forever, from dawn to the close of day, throughout the whole journey of our life. In fact, praise God with all of your hearts. He raises up the poor. He's there to help all those in need. He lifts us up from ashes. Even the word ashes is in the song itself. Oh, praise and magnify the Lord. And then after that, we're going to sing a piece by Eugene Butler, I Will Lift Up Mine Eyes. It's a gentler song where we lift our praises up. Then after that, we're going to do something specifically Lent as we sing O Sacred Head Now Wounded, which is a real emotional piece. It's a choral setting by Joel Rainey, and it's combining the melodies and the text by Bach and Hessler of O Sacred Head Surrounded. But the words are O Sacred Head Now Wounded. And in it we sing about how do I thank you for all the love you've given us by your life. Let me never outlive the love you've given for us. And then it ends so subtly, O Sacred Head, now wounded. So emotional and really dramatic. Another piece that we're doing is Listen With Your Heart. This is a piece that, again, is so reflective of Lent. It's a time to be reflected, a time to listen. Even the words of St. Teresa has spoken, God speaks to us in the silence of our hearts, but we need to listen. And so that's what this song is, Listen With Your Heart. And then we're going to close the first half of our concert with Bridge Over Troubled Water. Because who is that Bridge Over Troubled Water?
And that's Simon and Garfunkel?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. But it has such a strong message for us today. When you're weary, when you're down and out, I will be that bridge for you. And that will close off our first half of the concert. In between our first and second sections, we have two soloists. Dr. Greg Calley is going to sing "O Come and Mourn with Me a While," a motet that's familiar to many of us by Montani. And then Brenda and her son Dylan are going to sing a duet for us, "Lord, Let Me Walk," a really nice piece by Jack Miffleton, but it's arranged by Hugh Livingston. And again, it speaks about the road, the journey, and Lord, must this journey always end this way with you under the wood. So that song itself speaks specifically about the journey. And so then the chorus will come in singing a very traditional piece, but in another beautiful setting, "How Great Thou Art." And we will feature some of our members on two verses of that. And then we're going to sing specifically about Lent, "The Lamb is Silent Now." It's a beautiful piece with the lovely text speaking about our Lord. And then after that, we're going to do another piece that's new for us this year, "They Took My Lord Away," which is really our view of what was going on at that time. And following that, we're going to go into another piece, "She Stood in Silent Love," and this is the Blessed Mother. So how did she feel when this was going on? Not a word was spoken, a silent tear, a mother's tear. It will begin with the soloist, and then we will all come in with a mother's love. And this too will conclude with, "She stood in silent love." So that's the view from Mary. But then after that, that is all so solemn, but such beautiful melodies. All three of those have such lament and such emotion in them. And again, reflecting back to who is the bridge of all of it, and we will be singing, "You'll Never Walk Alone." And that too, it speaks so well about following your dreams and climb that mountain, search for your dreams, whatever you want, and whatever is going on in your life, know that you are not alone. And that will conclude our concert.
Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Yes, it is. So again, we're doing something contemporary.
There's such an appreciation for Anne's talent and expertise in setting up programs and choosing selections that not only make the audience really appreciate them, but even the membership. And I think that that's really a tough balance to come by sometimes, being in the group for a long time. Well, Dr. Rittenhouse, I guess you have me outshined by a while, but I'm in the group over 20 years. And, you know, I just think that that's a great gift that Anne has. And we have a lot of gratitude for her as our director, a lot of love. And we really consider ourselves a family, and we're all very fortunate.
Yeah, no question about that.
Which one is speaking to you as you rehearse Dr. Rittenhouse this time around?
"You Never Walk Alone" is one. And the "Oh Sacred Heart Now Wounded," we enjoy those. "How Great Thou Art," that's everybody's favorite.
How about you, Brenda?
"O Sacred Head Now Wounded" is definitely one of my favorites. I think that my favorite part about the piece is the accompaniment to it. And Jean Shields, our accompanist, does such a fabulous job. She's just so wonderful with the keys and beautiful. She has a gift and a flow like no other. So that would be it. And then I am also a fan of "How Great Thou Art," being Protestant. It definitely is it's a great old Protestant hymn for me. And Lena Bauer, who was our secretary treasurer for many years, who passed away last year, this was her favorite hymn. So it's kind of almost a tribute to her as well. And it really hits home for a lot of us, and it moves a lot of us. It's a beautiful piece.
And I wanted to just ask, Dylan mustn't have been born when you entered the
society. He was a year and a half old. He was. So he's 23 now, and this is his fourth season. He sang when he was a junior and a senior, and then went away to school, and now he's been back for 2.5 years. So it's really a wonderful gift. It's a beautiful thing to share together, the love of music and the passion of music and singing. And so it's very nice. We're excited to do this together.
And it speaks so well of Brenda and how she's brought her son up to enjoy that and to share that love. And we're thrilled that they are going to be singing together. And everybody's so happy when he's there for rehearsal and all. We miss him when he's not.
Yeah. It represents the heart of what you want to do, and that's pass it on.
I do want to mention even about that "How Great Thou Art." It's a traditional piece, but we're not doing the traditional four-part harmony. It's a beautiful arrangement of it. And it's good to do a piece, I think, that the people are familiar with. You know, you want them to be exposed to new music, to some traditional, to some of our traditional Latin. We're doing a Kyrie Eleison, Most Holy One also. But if they hear some pieces that they know too, that's very important as well.
I think that's an integral part of a successful concert, to have people think, okay, I know this. And to do that four or five times in a long concert, you have them.
And again, Anne, I think you do a wonderful job with that. I think that you always think about that. And
thank you so much.
Yeah, honestly, it's definitely a wonderful thing.
And this is a concert that we'll have a chance to hear not once. You give us two opportunities to hear this concert.
Yes, the first performance is March 11th, Sunday, March 11th at 3 o'clock at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Church, which is on U Street in Swearisville. I'd like to thank Father Pizzaneschi, who is the pastor of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Parish, for inviting us to perform there. They are very excited as well. And then the following week, we will be performing at the Forest City Historical Museum, March 18th, and that is also at 3 o'clock. The Historical Museum has been in existence now since 2014. And actually, it used to be an older United Methodist church. The building that now is the Historical Museum was a building that was completed in 1884, and that coincided with the 100th anniversary of the founding of American Methodism. So the church was named the Forest City Centennial Methodist Church. Membership grew rapidly, and the church was enlarged in 1906, and now we're 100 years later, even beyond that. So it's a prominent place. And in 2012, that's where the Methodist Church was closing, and then they decided to give their church to the Society of Borah City to allow it to be a concert hall or a museum. They also have, within that museum itself, they have a lot of their own history of Forest City, photographs, hymnals, artifacts from their old collection plates and old steel crosses. And so there's a lot of tradition there. And we've spoken with Mary Ferrara, who's been very instrumental in having us perform there. So we are very excited about that. And I know the people of Forest City are so proud about it. And they have their own executive board, and they meet periodically, and they, too, are very excited about us being there. And at that concert, we are also going to feature the Forest City Region High School Chamber Choir under the direction of Allison Yuravich, and they will be performing for us. Then that concert will have a couple secular pieces by us, and then we will have a combined selection with the chorus as well as the Catholic Choral Society.
Another example of how you're trying to encourage the younger generations to sing.
In that vein, I missed something earlier. We've had a lot of success with a concert that we've talked to you many times about, the one in the fall where we have the children, the high school, college, and the adults. The generations sing. We should mention that every time because that has done a lot to encourage, I think, children to sing, that they come, they get to the cathedral and they look around, and my favorite thing at that is when they're finished singing, they walk off the altar with a smile from ear to ear, and it's like, hey, look, Mom, look what I did. And it's so great. They're great school kids. That's worth the whole evening. And I think we're our 17th year of generations.
Brenda, we always turn to you for the details about where people can find information.
Yes, you can reach us on the web at catholiccoralsociety.org, and you can reach us on Facebook at CCS of Scranton.
Co-presidents Brenda Grunza and Dr. Thomas Rittenhouse and Anne Manganello, music director and conductor of the Catholic Choral Society of Scranton, speaking with us about two concerts titled A Lenten Journey, Sunday, March 11th at 3 in the afternoon at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Parish, 116 Hughes Street in Swoyersville, across the river from Wilkes-Barre, and then again on March 18th, also at 3 o'clock, a Sunday concert. It will be at Forest City Historical Museum, the Forest City Historical Museum, 629 Main Street in Forest City, also featuring the Forest City Regional High School Chamber Choir under the direction of Allison Yuravich. That's Sunday, March 18th at 3, Forest City, at the Forest City Historical Museum, 629 Main Street. And then the first concert, Sunday, March 11th at 3, at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Parish, 116 Hughes Street in Swoyersville. For more information on the web, catholiccoralsociety.org, catholiccoralsociety.org.